but I've forgotten what years those were. So that's where we're all on the farming.
And then after you left the farm, you became a mail carrier?
Went back to teaching.
Oh, back to teaching.
Back to teaching again.
And how long did you teach that time?
I taught school until 1918.
And then when did you start to work for the post office?
Same year, 1918.
Mm-hmm. Were you a rural carrier?
Yes, rural carrier.
And would you tell me something about your interests now? Are you, do you read very much?
Well, I read more than I should on account of my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do read a lot.
And you carry on your hobby is, and your business?
My hobby is Indian relics.
Indian relics.
Uh-huh. See if Radica can remember that gun?
Oh, yeah. And,
antiques, too.
Antiques.
That's mine, most of mine.
Oh, I see. Huh?
Well, we collect.
It's an ideal marriage.
Things.
Ideal marriage. Most women want to throw out whatever their husband tries to collect, but you put up with each other, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so we cooperate with each other.
That's fine.
This is my hobby and bells. Old combs and bells and armor glass.
Uh-huh.
Well, a lot of different things. That's my main hobby.
Uh-huh. And this makes you quite a bit of reading and corresponding, I suppose.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes.
And do you have much time for television, or?
Well, we usually sit up till about 11 o'clock looking at TV.
Mm.
If it's a good program, if it's a program I don't like, I leave it off.
What are some of your favorite programs? What do you like especially?
Bonanza and Beverly Hillbillies.
Uh-huh.
Lowbrow stuff.
Uh-huh. And where do you meet your friends mostly? In church, or do you belong to clubs around?
It's hard to say. I meet most of them uptown, maybe, or at church, or something like that, you know.
Club, we belong to the Coal and Mocha Society. We meet
We have an Indian Relic Society.
Oh, nice.
We meet a lot of people.
We get together quarterly, every 3 months, and then in October we have an annual meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we have collectors from all over in that annual meeting especially.
And your mother and father were born?
My mother was born at Benevolence. And I don't recall. She was born on Christmas Day of 1860, I think. Now, I'm not positive about that. I know she was a little older than my father. My father was born, evidently, in Randolph County, but I don't know adjacent to what town.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born February the 10th, 1861.
And did they have a chance to go to school in those days?
Papa never did go further than the second or third grade. But, and I don't know how far Mama went in the old rural school.
But they studied a lot. She did. She read a lot, studied a lot.
All her life.
But his father was a more or less of a kind of a genius, I'd say. You know, he learned within himself, what I mean.
Well, that's one thing I speak to him telling. When I got old enough, we'll digress a little, when I got old enough, knew enough about arithmetic, he'd take me occasionally town with him when he carried a bale of cotton.
Mm-hmm.